begin with, let's count up to 15, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And what number follows 19?
20.
And 26?
27.
Okay. If you would, please, pretend that you're playing hide-and-seek and count to 20 for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Thank you. What number follows 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
99?
100.
999.
1,000.
9,999.
A million?
I don't know. Let's go back a little bit. First of all, I'd like to get your name. And if you would, your maiden name, too. And today's date. If you'll start there, please.
My name is Martha Nell. And today is July the 17th, 1970.
And where do you live, Miss?
Decatur, Georgia.
And what county is that in?
DeKalb.
And let's see, I'm Sandra. I live at apartment, Atlanta, Georgia. Where were you born, Ms.?
Oh, I was born at Chamblee, Georgia.
And how old are you?
I'm 45.
And you are what race?
White, Caucasian.
And religion?
Baptist, Christian religion.
And what's your occupation?
I'm a housewife and a mother.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Avondale Elementary and Avondale High School.
What was the last grade you finished?
I graduated in 1942 through the 11th grade. It was only 11 grades back then.
Who were some of the people that you associate with most nowadays? I mean, do you have business friends or church friends or some of your closest friends? Who would you say they were?
I guess
neighbors, maybe.
Neighbors and friends that I used to work with.
What was your mother's place of birth?
She was born in Thompson, Georgia.
And your daddy?
Harlem, Georgia.
And how much education did your mother have?
My mother graduated from high school. Uh-huh. And my father, I'm not real sure if he graduated from high school or whether the 9th or 10th. I'm not real sure.
What did your mama do?
What did she do?
Mm-hmm. Occupation?
She was a housewife and mother.
And your father?
He was a salesman.
And what did he sell?
Well, he was with the news company for a number of years, and he was worked with Colonial Bakery for a number of years. And then the last 6 or 8 years before he passed away, he worked for himself as a jobber.
What's that?
Well, he bought merchandise from wholesale places, and then he had rural routes that supplied